King salmon decline sparks unprecedented Chilkat Valley subsistence fishing restrictions, and a look at funding for Southeast projects in the state capital budget. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Historically low king salmon returns in the Haines area are impacting every local fishery this summer. Commercial, sport, and subsistence fishermen are all working with tighter restrictions. The village of Kluckwan dealt with the most restrictive regulations on subsistence fishing in recent memory. Jeremy Strong is taking his family's skiff out on the Chilkat River. His 7-year-old son, Calvin, rides along.
Dad, look at that!
Looks like there's fish in here too, so definitely fish in that one.
He pulls up to 2 gill nets tied in a quiet corner of the river.
I'm going to start at the bank side of the net, and I'm going to lift the net up out of the water and pick the fish out.
There are fish in the net, but the first several are pink salmon, or humpies.
2 humpies.
He throws those back in the water. Finally, he gets what he's hoping for.
And then we got a sockeye.
Strong lives in Sitka for most of the year. He's a teacher there, but he grew up in Kluckwan and comes back every summer for a couple weeks. He spends much of his time here fishing for his immediate family and his uncles and aunts in Kluckwan.
I spent a lot of time, me and my dad, and I watched him fillet fish and smoke fish and all that stuff, so it's just a part of who I am. Something that I expect to do every year.
But this year, Strong's ability to fish has been more limited.
So I really feel like I got lucky with getting the amount of, almost the amount of fish that I wanted to get. But being used to fish Monday through Sunday and then changing that to Wednesday through Saturday, it kind of puts it a little bit in a pinch.
From mid-June to the end of July, subsistence fishing is normally allowed 7 days a week in the part of the Chilkat River near Kluckwan. But in an effort to protect king salmon, Fish and Game limited that area to 4 days a week this summer. They also closed Chilkat Inlet to subsistence fishing until late July.
These are the tightest restrictions that I have any recollection of.
That's Kimberly Strong. She's Jeremy's aunt and president of the Chilkat Indian Village Tribal Council.
A combination of the weather, the shortage of salmon, the restrictions of when we can fish, all have had an impact. And it seems like the perfect storm hit us on the river this year, so to speak, that all of these components created a pretty poor year of fishing in Kluckwan.
It's not something we want to do. It's something we felt we had to do.
Mark Soggy is a biologist with Fish and Game. He manages commercial and subsistence fisheries in Haines. Strong says she understands conservation measures to protect the kings, but she thinks restrictions should be more focused on certain commercial fisheries that intercept Chilkat salmon.
I understand that Hawk Inlet and Icy Straits are two of the areas that the Chilkat salmon run, Chilkat and Chilkoot salmon run through to get up here. And if they're caught before they can even get here, then what chance is it for our salmon to wild stock salmon return?
Biologist Soggy says the Fish and Game personnel who regulate those seine fisheries know about these concerns, but they also want to take advantage of huge pink salmon returns.
And one of the casualties of that is that if they happen to be on a lot of sockeye, they catch those as well. The seines catch everything. And so, yeah, we can. It is potentially a situation where the seiners could catch more of our sockeye than we want for escapement reasons. It's very difficult.
Soggy says there is no stock assessment of the seine fisheries in those areas, so he can't say with certainty what kind of impact they're having on fish in the Northern Lynn Canal. As for whether this summer's subsistence restrictions will become the new norm,
I don't think that there's anything set in stone. And we were trying this year, and we're going to, you know, gauge and see how effective it was, both from a biological point of view, but also see how the community feels about it.
Back out on the river, the Strongs bring back their haul of 7 sockeye, which Jeremy and Kimberly say is a pretty low catch. The fish will go to Jeremy's other aunt, who will be able to make 2 cases of fresh pack from it. For the rest of the summer, Chilkat River subsistence fishing is less restricted. Starting August 1st, Fish and Game opened a much bigger portion of the river 7 days a week. Compared to other years, the state's capital budget approved in late July is relatively sparse. It does have funding for some construction work in Southeast Alaska. KFSK's Joe Vicknicki reports from Petersburg.
The capital budget this year amounts to $1.4 billion. Most of that, or about $1.2 billion, is simply a decision on how the state plans to spend federal payments. Some of the construction work, though, is funded by the state. $5 million in the state municipal harbor grant program will go to replace aging harbor floats at Shoemaker Bay, 5 miles south of downtown Wrangell. Harbor Master Greg Meisner says the concrete float there is 38 years old, well beyond its useful life.
Over time, you lose more and more moorage with this thing. You got to pump a lot of money into an old derelict, or you replace it, and we finally get the chance to replace it. So it'll give us the opportunity to put a few more boats in there of the commercial size and offer almost everybody that has a need out there a spot.
Another $450,000 from the state will go to the city dock in Cake. There's also several projects funded by the state cruise passenger vessel tax. $2.5 million will pay for safety improvements and new mooring buoys for cruise ships to anchor near Hoona. Right now, that community can accommodate one ship at a time at its dock near Icy Strait Point. Mayor Ken Skaffelstad explains the ultimate goal is for dock space to allow 2 cruise ships to tie up at once.
In the interim, this being a phased approach to additional docking in the future, hopefully, this will provide secure moorage much closer to shore, reducing the lighterage expense of that additional vessel.
The City of Hoona and Hoona Totem have partnered on the dock project for the Native Corporation's Icy Strait Point tourist destination. Skaffelstad expects the second dock space eventually could cost around $7 or $8 million. The Port of Ketchikan also will receive $2 million in cruise tax money.
We're thankful we're getting it, and it'll go to good use. I just can't tell you exactly where it's going to go to use yet until we finalize our budget with the city council this fall.
Ketchikan's Port and Harbors Director Steve Corporon says the city has an engineering firm working on a port development plan for larger ships that cruise lines are starting to use.
In January of this year, Moffett Nickel presented their study to the city. It had numerous projects, both near-term, mid-term, and long-term, to address it. You know, if you add up the cost of all these possible projects, it's between $50 and $70 million. We're going to be working with the city council as we put our 2018 budget together this fall, identifying where this $2 million for port improvements is going to best fit the puzzle.
As for other Southeast projects, the capital budget funds just over $4 million for renovation of the headquarters of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation in Juneau. There's also a $75,000 organizational grant for the state's newest second-class city, Whale Pass, on eastern Prince of Wales Island. And there's over $4.4 million for finishing up Alaska-class ferries under construction at Ketchikan's shipyard, along with $11 million for work on the existing Alaska Marine Highway fleet. Other transportation projects are not listed specifically in the budget document. Instead, this year, the spending plan authorizes block amounts statewide, $580 million in federal funding for surface transportation, nearly $130 million for international airports, and another $140 million for rural airport improvements. With no named projects for those dollar amounts, the Alaska Department of Transportation has already determined its top priorities around the state and in the region. For surface transportation, roads, trails, and ferries, those are dictated by the statewide transportation improvement program. That means in Southeast, over $55 million, most of it federal money, will be going to the reconstruction of the Haines Highway. The DOT also plans bridge, road, and ferry berth work in Ketchikan, road rehab in Skagway and Juneau, and bridge work in Pelican. As for airport projects, the agency plans design work for an airport in Angoon, rehab work and improvements to the taxiway and runway in both Haines and Klawock, and planning for Ketchikan's airport, as well as a land purchase at Sitka's airport. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.